Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The following is a sponsored program. The opinions presented during this show may not necessarily represent those of Scripps Media Incorporated. Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel. How are you, gentlemen?
Good morning.
Fantastic.
Well, good to have you here. Good to have all the listeners out there. Hope you're having a wonderful hot weekend, whatever you might be doing. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk. And the book this week, the classic, the all-time best-selling book on the subject of investing that has ever been written. The book is The Intelligent Investor. It is by Benjamin Graham and updated by the one and only Warren Buffett, whom you may have heard of. And Benjamin Graham was Warren Buffett's mentor and professor at Columbia University. And he was also his first employer. He went to work for him right out of school at a firm called Graham Dodd. Benjamin Graham is the father of value investing. And this book is the manual on investing. If there's no other book you ever read about investing, this is the one book you should read. If you'd like a free copy of this book, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address and you get our voicemail. And we will send you a free copy of this excellent book, The Intelligent Investor. And this is a book you keep around, kind of like the one we gave away last week, Steve, you know, the Social Security book.
Right.
This is one you keep around because it's one you will want to refer to often. And it does very well. If you're interested in value investing at all, which is a lot of people like this, it takes patience, it takes time, but it works very well. But Graham is certainly the one you want to read and learn about if you want to study value investing.
So you have a book here that's 60, 70 years old.
Yes, sir.
Still has those old-time values that still work.
Yes, it's actually still the most widely read book on investing ever written. It's still on the bestseller list and still doing quite well. And the principles that Graham thought of back then are still apply today, for the most part, to investing. Warren Buffett has used this as his manual, his blueprint for investing. It's worked out pretty well for him, I'd say.
Didn't work out too shabbily at all.
Right. His net worth is around $50 billion now, so I'd say he's doing okay.
A zero here, a zero there. It adds up.
That's right. Pretty soon you're talking real money.
Pretty soon you're talking real
after
money.
After a while. Anyhow, I've got a laundry list of things to get through on the show today. We've got a list of 115 profitable investing ideas.
Well, I'm sure we can cover that in an hour.
Yeah. If I talk real fast, maybe. But we'll cover some of them today. I want to get through some of them. But anyhow, if you want a copy of the book, The Intelligent Investor, just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, and we'll send you a copy of that great book. And I have four copies of the book, by the way, that I keep in different parts around my house and office because I refer to it often. Number one on the list, Steve, search broadly and continually for new investment ideas. JC, we use different strategies, don't we, from time to time?
That is correct.
Because no one strategy works all the time in every market. And so I continuously look for new investment strategies, and I love to search for new information and new knowledge and try to learn from new things. And one of the benefits of doing this show, I've learned over the years, is I get to read a lot of different books. I have to read a lot of different books to do the outlines and things. And I learn a lot of new strategies, a lot of new things from people. Even you know, reading books that were written in the 30s and 40s, like The Intelligent Investor, for example.
Well, and I totally agree with you, and I think that's one thing that sets this show apart from probably every other show, be it television or radio. They are hawking a single product or a single idea or a single concept, and they've been doing it for years. People that have listened to this show have heard a variety, a multitude, a veritable cornucopia of investment philosophies and ideas. And you're exactly right. The same thing doesn't work all the time. And so you come up with methods that take the emotions out of investment decisions, do things based on facts and data and information and, dare I say, common sense occasionally. That's the advantage of this show, I think, over all the other shows.
Right. Thank you. And, you know, I got to mention this. I got a phone call the other day from a lady in Kentucky that listens to our show. And she asked that I discuss the drawbacks to annuities on the show.
And baby, we got to have a 2.5
hour
special.
We only have
an hour
on the show, so I don't quite have enough time to get into all the drawbacks of annuities. But there's a whole laundry list of them. Yeah, I mean, you name it, it's probably pretty much in there.
But for a quick primer, if you will, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but on your website, you used to have a whole thing on annuities.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All those exposés, I didn't know if they were still there or not.
Yeah, the video's still there. There's a video on my website of it's a Nightline or Dateline expose. Which one
I believe it's Dateline.
Dateline expose, where the host plays an undercover consumer basically going to buy an annuity, and they show all the tricks the annuity salesperson does and all the lies they tell him and all the things they say about to get them to buy the annuity. And so you might want to take a look at that. But, yeah, there's a whole list of reasons why you don't want to buy an annuity. Lack of liquidity for one, high fees for another. Whole bunch of reasons, and the fact that they don't ever pay what they lead you to believe they're going to pay. So, you know, they want you to think you're going to get the index returns, but you will not actually get the index returns.
Well,
but,
and, you know, one thing that we try to do on this show is educate. I mean,
right.
And again, it's one thing I will give you credit for. You never come on and sell anything. We educate and we try to help listeners. If you're going to, when you go to your investment guide, this shows on all across the country, all across the Biz Talk Radio Network. When you go to your advisor, we try to give you questions to ask. So if you're contemplating an annuity, I believe the first question you should ask is, what's your commission?
Right. How much do you get paid?
Just start there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get past that, then maybe you ought to, you know, think about penny stocks or something. I don't know. But
what amuses me a little bit about annuities is how many reasons people want not to buy them. I mean, when you get one reason that an investment is a bad investment, and then they want another one and another one, I mean, how many bad reasons do you need to not buy an investment?
Yeah, it's kind of that, yeah, but. Yeah, well, you know, you pay too much. Yeah, but. Yeah, well, and you're probably not going to get your money. Yeah, but. Well, you're probably not going to live long enough to get your money. Yeah, but. Well, you know, you can't get to it. Yeah, but. But you know that that's got to grow for X number of years, 10, 15 years or whatever. You know you're 75 right now, right? So statistically, it ain't looking that good for you. Yeah, but.
Well, okay. It goes to show how powerful that sales pitch is, though. I mean, that annuity sales pitch works.
Man, it's those one or two words, guaranteed return.
That's right.
And people stop thinking right there.
Yes.
Guaranteed return? Well, it's guaranteed and it's a return. Doesn't get any better than that.
It's an emotional argument.
Right.
Entirely emotional argument. Kind of like the DNC. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Speaking of WikiLeaks. But,
oh, man. You know, I want to know the flag maker that made so much money with all the communist flags in their convention. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The American flag makers didn't make a dime.
Yeah, I saw that. I noticed that about their stage.
But the Ruskies, you know.
Not a single American flag on the stage at the DNC this week, which is kind of sad. Very sad, actually. Okay. Back to the subject and our laundry list of things to do and investment ideas. Act like an owner. Owners think differently, more seriously. They naturally focus on the right issues. Being an owner is a different mindset than being an employee, I think. Don't you, Steve?
It's totally different, and I think that's a concept that sounds easy, but I actually think it's very difficult. You know, that'd be like telling me, think like an auto mechanic. Man, I can't tie shoes, much less fix a car. So to tell me to think like something else, I don't know how to think that way.
Right.
And I know how to think like an attorney. I know how to think like some of the things I've done in my life. But I think owning a business is a completely separate animal. And I think everybody in their life should own a business, because your life, your thought process, everything will change and you'll be hugely disappointed at your fellow human beings.
Well, I wish our politicians that run for office would have to own a business first.
Man, they should have at least had to, you know, at least work at Wendy's or something.
Run a payroll and try to make payroll and deal with all the government regulations right, and, you know, at least at some point in their lives. Unfortunately, we have several people running for office who have never done that, of course. And they're having a convention this week, I think, somewhere in Philadelphia, from what I hear, with the huge walls around the convention center, by the way.
You know a guy, and I'm not saying this in any way as an endorsement or anything, but, you know, you remember Tom DeLay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, very, you know, a figure that, you know, they called him Hammer and Tom or whatever it was. So I'm not saying this from a political standpoint, but you know what he did before he got into politics was he was a bug exterminator. I always kind of liked that. You know, man, you talk about a blue-collar job, making that payroll, like you said,
right,
getting your hands dirty. You know, that's a guy that could bring something to the table, whether you agree with him politically or not. I just like somebody having a background.
Well, it's somebody that understands, when you pass legislation, what the impact is going to be to a business owner. You know, if you pass on Obamacare or something like that, you get somebody who understands what that means to a business owner, because Barack Obama has no clue what that means to a business owner, obviously. Of course, he said he was going to lower our costs, and he's obviously not done that with the health care. And I think Hillary made a mention the other day of health care costs are the lowest now they've been in 50 years. And I was like, where are you living at?
Well, when she went through her laundry list of everything that was wrong with America, it's like, well, yeah, one, I agree with you. All those things are wrong, but it was your guy that did it.
Right. So you're the ones that put him in power. You guys are the ones that did this. And we've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Intelligent Investor. If you'd like a copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, PC. Would you get on a plane if the pilot said, I'm not sure where we're going? We'll just fly around until we find somewhere to land? Well, then why would you take the greatest trip of all life without a plan? You have no purpose, no idea where you're going or when you'll get there. Yes, you might arrive at your destination through some combination of luck and fate, but chances are you won't. Having a financial plan greatly increases your odds of long-term investment success. LPL Financial has a free plan that accounts for all aspects of your financial life, from disability to life insurance to retirement to estate planning. One that tracks and shows your progress toward your goals every single day. This isn't a plan you do once and then throw on the shelf. It's a living, breathing document that automatically updates your accounts and net worth every day. Most plans help you set goals. This one helps you pursue them. For more information or to get a free financial plan, call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. To succeed, you've got to plan. Call Dan today, 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
How much would you be willing to pay someone to not mow your yard? How much would you pay a roofer to not put a roof on your house? A mechanic to not fix your car? A dentist to not work on your teeth? I know this sounds ridiculous, but you may be doing just that with your investments. Many Wall Street firms use wrap programs to charge you a fee on top of the other fees. Then, they don't do much to earn it. They make infrequent small adjustments to the portfolio that end up having little or no effect on the performance. Dan Witham doesn't do that. His actively managed portfolios are just that, monitored daily and traded when necessary. Isn't it time you actually get what you're paying for? Call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. He'll show you what active management is all about. The number again is 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel. We have a free book to give you, The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham, the all-time best-selling book on the subject of investing. We'll send you a free copy of this and our information on target volatility strategies that show you how you can reduce your volatility by up to 90% in your portfolio. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. 87. Just leave your name and your address, please, when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you a free copy of the book and the reports. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. Steve, number 5 on the list. We're getting through slowly here. At this rate, it'll take me until next year to finish this list.
110 more to go.
That's right. Buy good businesses. He says, nobody has a gun to your head. Unless you're running against Hillary Clinton, by the way.
Unless your name is Vince Foster?
Yeah, or one of the 42, I guess.
Which begs the question, how much longer does the WikiLeaks guy have?
So I'm assuming he's probably in hiding somewhere. If
unfortunately, yeah, he doesn't live in America, yeah. So he's probably a little safer.
Yeah. So, and I don't think he has any plans to visit here soon, no. To be quite frank. I don't think his visa is going to get approved.
Him and Snowden do the victory tour.
So, anyway, nobody has a gun to your head. Why not invest your money in the best possible companies? JC, when you make a list of companies to buy, or stocks to buy, do you say, I'm looking for the worst possible companies to buy?
Who's lost the most money?
Yeah.
Because I want some of that.
Oddly enough, no, I don't do that.
So maybe we should stick to the best possible companies.
It's personal preference, but that's how I do it.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of common sense, I think. It should be, at least for a lot of people. But, you know, if you go back and you mentioned gold earlier in the show, and you go back and look at gold, and you look at the track record of gold, it's horrible. Gold is the only investment over time that's underperformed, I think, U.S. Treasuries in the long run.
I believe it. Because at least treasuries generate money.
Yeah, they pay interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold doesn't pay any interest. In fact, gold costs you money to store.
Yeah, it does.
You've got to pay a fee to have it stored. So you're losing money every day. It's like investing in cars. I mean, can you imagine buying cars for an investment?
Would it be fair to say, though, if you're, and I use the word loosely, investing in gold, there's never going to be a time that there's really no inflation. I mean, the price of gold's probably going to go up, isn't it? Just because of normal inflation.
It just depends. Gold is driven by demand, purely by demand, if you think about it. Not necessarily inflation, but inflation does create a lot of the demand. It depends on when. If you get into a high inflationary period, gold does well. The late 70s, for example, gold did well. But that's driven by two things. One is inflation, the other one is fear. Gold is more driven by fear. If you go back and look at 08, it's more driven by the fear trade. The people thinking the financial system is going to collapse or whatever it might be, and the money will be worthless. But they somehow have the belief that people will take their gold. I don't know why, but they seem to think people are going to accept gold for currency.
You remember that old Twilight Zone show where the space guy or the astronauts, they think they crashed on another planet, but they crashed on Earth, and they had this gold, and they find this gold, and they think, oh, we got this gold. And then by then, they'd learn how to make gold, and so gold had no value.
Imagine that.
Kind of interesting. I say that because J.C. never saw that show, probably.
Yeah, he probably didn't know what show we were referring to.
Well, there's this guy, Rod Serling.
Rod Serling.
Has gold outpaced inflation over the last 100 years, though? I know you don't have these numbers in front of you, but...
No, it's underperformed. Gold has performed. It's made less than 2% a year over the last 100 years. Inflation's about 3.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking.
Gold has underperformed everything over the last 100 years, pretty much everything you could think of. So it's done horribly. Enough said. It might have beaten an annuity. I don't know. That's about the only thing.
I don't know. But, you know, you do hear these gold commercials on the radio, and it is like, you know, this bank bought a bazillion ounces, and that country bought a quadzillion ounces, and whatever. It's like, so what does that mean for me? I'm not sure how that helps me.
It means they'll sell it to you at a markup. Is what
that's right, 35% markup.
Yeah.
Which you get it today.
Congratulations.
plus shipping and handling, don't forget. So.
And we'll store it for you.
That's right.
For a fee.
For a fee, yeah.
Number 6, invest in companies with great management. Management controls capital allocation. Invest with people who have proven that they have your interests at heart and that they know how to make money. Look at what management has done, not what they say. I'll give you an example of this, Steve. AMD, the chip company, is notorious for missing their earnings forecasts. Every time they have an earnings announcement, they'll miss, and then they'll come out and say, but next quarter, we're going to do this, we're going to do great. And I've watched this play out over and over again with this company so many times. You don't want to listen to what they say. You've got to look at what their earnings are, because many companies don't do what they lead you to believe they're going to do, is what I'm trying to say.
So has management changed in AMD any time in the recent past?
I don't know, because I quit following the stock, to be honest, about it several years ago. Because, and I just didn't have any faith in their numbers.
You know, they might change the board and they'd be mistaken they didn't, you know? So,
it's kind of like, you know, we elect a new politician, but we get the same result, you know? We keep electing new people, we keep getting the same result. Okay. Practice mega patience. Mega patience. This is the one quality every investor needs more of, especially if you're doing value investing. Value investing is all about patience. It's just the opposite of growth investing, right, JC?
Right.
You say? When you buy a growth stock, you want a stock that's going up now, that's exploding to the upside now, has great earnings, great momentum, all these things like William O'Neill talks about. Right. And that's one way to do it. Value investing is kind of the opposite. You're looking at a company that's had the tar beat out of it, an ExxonMobil after the Valdez incident up in Alaska. The ship runs aground, spills oil everywhere, right? But, you know, Exxon's going to be around 10 years from now, so you buy the stock after it gets beat up pretty good in the market.
What about BP?
Similar scenario, yes. More recent, but a similar scenario. You're right. But it's some kind of disaster, or Johnson & Johnson with the Tylenol scandal. You remember that?
Yeah.
JC's probably too young to know what I'm talking about, but when people die.
Poisoned Tylenol.
Yeah, they're poisoning the Tylenol and putting it on the shelves. But Johnson & Johnson handled it very well. They really handled that situation extremely well, and the company did well. And so these are the companies you look for when they're down and out, when they get beat up. You know, Apple's normally a growth stock, but if you go back to 2008, it became a value stock.
Right.
Essentially in 2008 because it got beat up. And nothing wrong with the company, but the stock price dropped just because of the market conditions. And the overall world economy went into a recession. That may have contributed to it as well. But it's still a great company. And there's lots of great companies out there. We talked about that screen that I talked about. I want to mention it while I'm here on the air. There's a website, I think it's called magicformula.com, I think it was the website I gave out, that has a Benjamin Graham screen, which I've run and loaded a portfolio in, and I'm tracking it. It's doing very, very well, JC, by the way. It's up 8-9% over the last 2 months.
Not bad.
This morning before we came in to do the show. And it just picked out 4 stocks from the Benjamin Graham screen off that website, and I just took the top 4 stocks and put them in. And they've done extremely well. They're up quite a bit more than the market is over the last 2 months. But value investing takes patience. You've got to be willing to sit in a position for a couple of years, because you don't know when the stock's going to rebound. You're waiting for the stock to reach its full valuation or close to its full valuation. That could take 6 months. It could take 3 years. But you have to be patient, right?
Definitely. I'd say all investing takes patience. Even if you're doing growth stock, it still takes patience.
Right.
I mean, I've had way too many people over the years call me in a panic having to buy a stock right then and there. Well, let's slow down a little bit. Look at this a little closer.
If you don't buy it today, you're not going to get it.
Right. Well, you know, it begs the question, you know, if you bought this stock tomorrow instead of today, would you still want it? I mean, is it only going to grow for one day? I mean, is it going to go a little farther than that? Because if it's only going to go for one day, we probably shouldn't buy it at all.
You know, Warren Buffett made a comment years ago, I believe it was, and he said, each person should only be allowed to buy 10 stocks in their entire lifetime. Now, step back and think about that for a minute. How much more deliberate, how much more careful would we be about what we did if we could only buy 10 stocks?
That's actually a pretty profound thought there.
Yeah, I think it is. And that's how he looks at things.
Yep.
I mean, he spends years analyzing a company before he buys it, and he's not in a hurry. And he establishes in advance what the price is he's going to buy it at, and he won't pay more than that. He'll step in when it reaches that price, but he won't step in until then.
You know,
no matter what. Sorry.
Before we get into this next break, you know, just listening to JC a second ago, just amongst the three of us sitting here, when you're talking about being patient on the investing and on a value stock, see, I was thinking in terms of being patient to see how far down it goes.
Right.
And then JC brings up about being patient for it to come back. That's why this stuff isn't easy. I mean, we do this stuff every week. We talk about this stuff every week. And even amongst us, we interpreted what you said a little bit differently.
Right.
That's why the discipline's so important.
You're right. But with the value stock, the key is, I think, is when you buy the stock, what you mentioned, when you're buying the stock is really when you make your money on a value stock. It's not necessarily when you sell it. It's when you buy it. Buying it at a low price, I think, is the key. And that's what Buffett has mastered, obviously. And that's what Benjamin Graham talked about. And that's why he said, do your homework, read the annual reports, do your research. Don't be in a hurry. And JC mentioned this, don't be in a hurry. If the stock's not going to be worth buying tomorrow, why would you want to buy it today? And that's the question, you know, that begs, and you have to ask, is why? Why are you buying the stock? And I've mentioned to you, you need to write down your rationale for buying a stock, and you need to write down your analysis. We've got to take a break. I want to remind you of the book, The Intelligent Investor. If you'd like a free copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain. We have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-2017. That's 800-600-2017. 800-600-2017.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Well, somebody get the doctor on the phone. I got a funny feeling, won't leave me alone.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witherlong with Steve Money and JC Haspel. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Our free book this week, The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham, the all-time best-selling book on the subject of investing ever written. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you a free copy of this excellent book that is truly the one book you should read on the subject of investing, I think. And The Intelligent Investor, JC, is more about mindset, wouldn't you say, than about anything? It's about the way you think and the things you do.
Any good investment strategy or book is about that.
Yes, and this one in particular, and Benjamin Graham tries to tell you not to let Mr. Market, the analogy that he gives in the book, not to let Mr. Market freak you out and talk you into doing stupid things. But most people, Steve, as we know from your law enforcement background, manage to do stupid things all on their own, don't they?
Absolutely.
They don't need any help.
No, we don't.
And what he talks about Mr. Market, he says Mr. Market, you know, shows up at your door every day and offers to buy or sell your securities from you or to you, and you can either elect to buy or sell, trade with him, or elect not to trade with him, and he doesn't care because he'll be back tomorrow to do the same thing. And he knows eventually you'll deal with him. The question is, will you do it on a rational basis or a emotional basis? And one of the bullet points in this outline we're going through is, I notice it says in here, one of the points, it says, you want to buy companies that people are selling based on emotion. Very logical point if you step back and think about that.
Yeah,
if you step back and look at that, what he's saying is when people are fearful and selling for stupid reasons, that's when you want to buy those companies from them. When the company's undervalued, essentially it creates an opportunity for you, for lack of a better term, and a chance for you to buy a company at a great value. So we're still back to our list of things to discuss here. Number three, Steve, is only buy what you understand.
Well, I think that's tougher than that sounds, too.
Yes, it is.
Because most of us don't understand,
right?
You know, Solera or whatever.
Right. Well, I can't tell how many people probably bought Apple stock that wouldn't know an iPhone if it bit them in the face, you know.
Yeah. JC would, though.
Well, he would. He knows the difference. But a lot of people that buy Apple stock aren't necessarily technologically savvy, is what I'm trying to say.
No, you're right. And that's probably an emotional buy, probably right. A good buy. But that's emotional, too, because all your buddies are doing it.
Yes. Well, we tend to buy the familiar. We want to buy a company that sure. We know about and we see every day. And we know Apple's a solid company, which it is. Doesn't mean it's a great stock, though. But
I don't know about you, Dan, but I see a lot of people that think they understand an investment that don't really understand the investment. Gold, a fantastic example of that. Something people don't understand
at all.
But
it's an annuity.
well, that as well. But now we see so many people that think they understand gold because they've watched 20 gold commercials and got 50 emails about buying gold.
That's right.
They understand it at all.
Or they watch Gold Rush, which is a great television show.
Yes.
A little different way of investing in gold. But
yeah. So what are the dividends on gold, JC? How much does it pay a quarter?
Zero.
Okay. What are the earnings on gold?
It'd be zero as well.
Okay. So what does it produce? The product?
It produces nothing. The main difference between gold and like a stock, for instance, a stock represents a company that's a money generator. Gold doesn't generate anything. You're right. Just hoping. It's a beanie baby, essentially. You're hoping that when you buy it, somebody later down the road will think it's worth more than the time it was when you bought
it. Well, and the beautiful part of all this is if you have gold with a brokerage firm, guess what? If you own gold bars, Steve, with a brokerage firm like Krugerrands or gold bars, bullion, let's just say, they charge you to store it.
You know what I mean? That's a little bit like buying bullets.
Okay.
And the bullets are stored someplace else.
Yes.
What possible good is that to you?
Yeah, and this kills me because people will tell me they want to buy gold in their IRA, and they will sit there and say, in case the world comes to an end, I want to have the gold in my hand. I'm like, well, guess what? In an IRA, you can't have it in your hand.
If the world comes to an end, pal.
You're still not going to be able to get it.
Right.
And a lot of these financial firms are storing that gold in a vault in Europe, so it's going to be a little tough.
Well, that's problematical then, isn't it?
In Greece, probably.
When you've got worldwide anarchy. And you're trying to get across the ocean.
Greece is leading the way in that category.
So. Yeah, but, you know.
What about that annuity?
Yeah, but what about that annuity?
Oh, dear. Warren Buffett said back in the 90s, late 90s, that he was not going to partake in the technological boom because he did not understand it. Now, if you follow the tech boom, you also know the tech boom went to a tech bust shortly after that, around the year 2000, 2001. So Warren Buffett was probably wise to avoid that whole thing. But the main reason he said wasn't because it wasn't a good place to buy stocks. He just said he didn't understand it. So he wasn't going to participate in it, which was a wise decision in hindsight, obviously, on his part.
So I wonder if back in the 19-teens and 20s, when the automobile industry was starting,
right,
if he'd have said, man, I don't know. I don't understand this horseless carriage thing.
That's right. Don't he might have.
You know, he might have. That's right.
Yeah, he might have. But, you know, he owns companies like Geico. He owns, okay, insurance business. He understands the insurance business. Geico understands the insurance business. He owns BNSF, the rail company. Okay, that's pretty simple. That's not too complicated of a business, I think, to understand. It's a transportation company that moves stuff from A to B very cheaply, very effectively, and very cost effectively.
He probably doesn't get too many ideas off like the West Texas Investment Club,
right?
Those kinds of
or the emails
or
from
spam email, yeah.
Probably, Nigeria
probably doesn't do that
in broken English.
Yeah. Have you had somebody you know email you and say, "Hey, I'm into the Philippines and they got my account and sent me $3,000"?
Yes.
I've had a couple people do that.
Well, with all the money floating around in Nigeria that they keep trying to give me, I wonder how they can't finance their own government over there. Maybe our government
should
take after them.
Man, you guys got so much money over there.
Yeah, maybe our government should take after them and get rid of the deficit. They found a way to cure the deficit. Anyhow, number four on the list. Wait until it's completely obvious that the odds are in your favor. That might mean waiting for the market to decline a little bit, which will help put the odds in your favor. Value stock buying. Benjamin Graham investing is all about putting the odds in your favor. He had what's called a margin of safety. What that meant to him, JC, was that if he had a stock that was selling for $5 a share, let's just say, he wanted to know that the cash on hand after all the debts were paid and everything and the liquid assets were still more than $5 a share.
Right.
They had to be more than the price of the stock was. After everything was liquidated, just the liquid assets, he wanted it then to be worth more than the stock price. Otherwise, he wouldn't buy it. And there are still companies like that today. They're harder to find today, but with computers, we may be able to find them more quickly at least, but there aren't as many companies around today. Of course, if this, if we have like a 1930s scenario again, or a 2008 scenario, those companies tend to appear rapidly on the horizon, whereas in this market, they may not be too frequent, but in a bad market, you're going to find more of them because the market tends to overreact, of course, pushes stocks downward more than it should, right? Almost always.
Oh, yes.
Especially definitely. When we have an 08 debacle, you know, things got far worse than they should have. Just look at Brexit. You know, we had a big drop with Brexit just 2 days, but the market overreacted to Brexit, and then it bounced right back up. And if you followed your discipline with Brexit, you did well. If you avoided your discipline, you may have paid the price for it. If you sold based on an emotional basis, you may have paid the price.
You know, almost within a week, people quit talking about Brexit.
Yes.
After the vote, a few days, market overreacted. You and I and JC, we talked about, we didn't change a single thing in our life
right.
because of Brexit.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
And now nobody even talks about
anybody
it.
Anybody would. I don't know why anybody would change their life based on that. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Intelligent Investor. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
And spend the night if you think I should.
Hey, it's me, PC. Some retirees make money mistakes. You want to avoid them. Don't retire too soon. Work as long as you can, if you can. Social Security benefits rise about 8% for each year you don't take them. Don't misjudge health care costs. A couple retiring at 65 need about $240,000 just to pay for future medical bills. And don't expect a short retirement. The Social Security Administration says around half of today's 65-year-olds will live to be 85. Don't withdraw too much. Many retirees withdraw about 4% of their savings annually. Any more, and you may find your nest egg shrinking. Don't be hands-off about your investments. Watch annual account fees. Even a 1% difference could be thousands less in retirement savings. Lastly, don't touch your home equity or IRA to pay college costs. Pay retirement costs first. Plan to avoid these mistakes with the help of the financial professional you know and trust. Call Dan Witham at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with them, along with Steve Money and JC Aspel here in the studios. I want to remind you of our free book, The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. You can get a free copy of it and our information on target volatility portfolios. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, and we'll send you a free copy of it. I saw a thing on Facebook yesterday, Steve. Somebody's put a picture of their dog sitting in the car, and it had a sign hanging on the window with the windows rolled up, and it says, "Please don't break the glass." The dog has AC, the AC's running, and he has water, and he's listening to Steely Dan.
Well, there you go.
Well, at least he has good taste in music, so I'll give him that. Anyhow, we were talking about our list of things to do as far as investing goes. Avoid stupid mistakes. Woody Allen said that 90% of life is just showing up. A big part of the investment success is avoiding stupid capital-destroying mistakes.
But nobody makes an investment thinking, man, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Right.
Other than when they buy an annuity.
You're right. But well, you know what people do a lot of times that leads them down that path is they don't do their homework. They rely on the annuity salesperson to be honest with them. First mistake right there. They take everything at face value. You know, look at the political process. Let's just compare this to political process. If you took everything at face value that everybody says about Donald Trump or about Hillary Clinton, you're going to think of them as the two worst people on the planet.
That's very true.
And half of it's probably true, half of it's probably not true. Let's just say, on both of them, with regard to both of them, okay? But you and I both know that a lot of what's said about them is not necessarily the case.
That's not necessarily true.
For the positive or negative side, either way. So, but when it comes to investing, we tend to just accept everything that's thrown at us with blind faith, you know, I think.
Well, you know, you're in an industry called financial advisors.
Right.
You give advice, and you go to people who know more than you to get your advice. You don't need to go to somebody dumber than you to get advice. You go to people smarter than you.
Right.
And so when you're in an industry that, by definition, the very title of your business is to give advice, guys like me, we just expect you to know more than us. So, you know, it's kind of like going to the doctor. Of course, I know doctors go nuts now because everybody brings their Google search in for, you know, tonsillitis or something.
Right.
But, which actually spurs a question to me. Does anybody bring you an annuity thing and go, no, these are great things, see? And try to talk you out of your opinion about that?
No, I've had people email me questions, like the lady I mentioned in Kentucky that emails me questions about annuities and wants to know why I don't like annuities. And I'm like, well, I've already covered this. We've been down this road. And the thing is, you have to remember not to accept everything they tell you. She sent me a thing, or a voicemail that said, you know, something to the effect of, they have some chart that shows they've been up 140% of the S&P over the last 10 or 15 years. And my response, of course, is let me see that chart.
Yep.
Because they're probably showing the index. They're probably not showing an actual annuity and an actual annuity performance. They're probably alluding to something else, like the ratchet formula, where the annual reset formula, where it resets every year and can't go below zero. And they're probably using a formula that includes 100% of the S&P return, which is not what they're going to pay you. They're not going to pay you anywhere near 100% of the S&P's return in a positive year. If it's up 10, they're not going to give you 10% if the market's up 10%. Now, this chart probably includes that kind of data. I don't know. But so I've yet to see it. But and the other thing is, you know, if you're 75 years old and your life expectancy, say, is 82, let's just say for the sake of argument, I'm guessing here, Steve, does that sound plausible?
A little high, but.
Okay. If you're 75 today and your life expectancy is 82, let's just say, do you think it's wise to put your money into something that ties up your money for 16 years?
I'm thinking no.
Because you'd have to be 91 to get your money back, if my math is correct. You got to be 91 just to get your money out of this thing without a penalty.
I'm going to go in a little different direction. I was going to say to start getting your money back, not even to get your money back, to start getting your money back.
Right. And you're already 9 years on borrowed time.
And you're already on borrowed time.
Yeah, on borrowed time when you start getting it back. And then you got to live another 20 to get it back.
Right.
To actually break even.
So unless your last name is Methuselah, this is not
probably not going to work.
Incredibly great idea.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work very well. And when you wonder why this is the way it is, just step back and take a look at who's making the tables for an annuity. Annuities pay out based on one variable: your age and your life expectancy, which is determined from your age. If your life expectancy is 10 years, the insurance company, which is who writes the table, if your life expectancy is 10 years, let's say they're going to put the payoff at about 15 to 20 years. The break even is going to be 15 to 20 years out. It's going to be beyond whatever your life expectancy is, no matter how old you are. I've never seen an annuity that pays out before your life expectancy.
No.
Okay.
You know, that's why on some of these DNA commercials, I saw one and it was kind of like, man, isn't this great? You know, we can take your DNA and we can analyze it, and we can come up with a healthcare plan designed just for you. How great is that? As they show the people on the roller coaster having a great time. The first time I saw that commercial, I'm like, do you not understand? You're never going to get insurance for any problem that you have. They'll insure the crap out of you for problems you don't have.
Yeah.
You know, you have no history of heart disease in your family, you're probably good.
Right.
But your great uncle had a heart attack, probably not so good.
Yeah.
So that's why, man, you gotta think about some of these things. You know, that those DNA tests, you will not be able to get insurance for what ails you at some point.
Yeah, and there's one thing I wanted to mention before I forget. I mentioned a minute ago about annuities not having a payout before your life expectancy. There is one exception to that. They have what are called period certain annuities, where they'll pay you 10 years or whatever, they'll pay out the annuity over 10 years. In that case, you might get it before your life expectancy. It'll just give you a very low, very, very low rate of return, like 1% a year maybe rate of return, because it's a set rate and it pays over 10 years and then it stops paying.
Would even a T-bill be better than that?
Yes.
That's as simple as it gets.
And the other thing is, you know, annuities charge you a lot of money for their guarantees. They charge you 4%, 5%, or 6% a year for the guarantees. If you were in the S&P back in 2008, and you didn't pay a dime for a guarantee and you just held the S&P, you broke even in 2013. 5 years later, you broke even. An annuity takes 20 to 30 years to give you your money back, to break even. And then they charge you fees along the way. So how much is that guarantee worth, in my opinion? It's certainly not worth what you're paying for it.
So we're back on item number 10, avoid stupid mistakes.
And that would be the A word.
That would be at the top of the list.
Yeah, the annuity. Avoid buying an annuity. And I can't tell how many people have come to me and said, yeah, my money's tied up in an annuity for another 10 years or so. What can I do? I'm like, well, go back in time and then figure out a way to go back in time and undo the annuity transaction, and maybe we can help you. But don't repeat the mistake. Learn from your mistakes. We've got to take a break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
So many lovers' games I'd love to play with you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.